Your kids never listen to you. Why is that?
You know the floor mat when you walk into a house and you wipe your feet on it? That's what I am. I'm just a I don't understand my children at all.
Okay.
Because they will use dishes and just put them right in the dishwasher, right in the sink. Not the dishwasher. No, God forbid the bowl gets put from the sink to the dishwasher. I can't get the kids to do anything.
Well, it's because you're too easy on them. I mean, if I was a parent, my kids would know if that dish is not in the dishwasher, they won't be eating. Like, I will not be feeding you again. You're going to be having to make your own cereal or something. I'm not helping you with food. Like, you're just way too easy. You don't punish them. There's no consequences. They're not scared of you. That's the problem. They're not scared at all. In fact, they're so not scared of you, they decide to live in your house, not live in your house. Live in your house, not live in your house. Like, they come and go as they please.
You know the thing you put in the toaster oven?
You mean toast?
No. The metal parts? The metal pan.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you got a metal pan that you put...
The crumb grabber or something. The crumb... It's got the word crumb in it. It's like crumb grabber. Crumb catcher.
No, that was your nickname in high school. No, what you and I would do when we lived together is we would put tinfoil in the toaster oven and cook something on it so you can just throw it away.
Right.
When you're done. You don't have to dirty up the pan or whatever. Mm-hmm. So my kids don't do that. So before I came up here, the big pan that goes in the toaster oven was used today to make pizza. And where is it now? It's
in the sink.
Sitting in the sink. So if I don't wash it or my wife doesn't wash it, it's just not going to get washed because I've never seen my youngest wash a dish ever.
Right. But that's a problem because don't you see, you think it's adorable that they're kids and you let them do whatever they want and they're like totally entitled and you and your wife are doormats. But what happens then is you unleash them on the world and then they'll have roommates who will hate them. They'll have tough times in relationships because they'll be like, were you raised by wolves? And they're like, well, no, I raised myself, basically.
It's like the lawn. I came up with this plan because I have a big lawn. Mm-hmm. So it really takes two people. One person can't mow the whole lawn in one day.
No, not anymore. Not your new house. Definitely not.
No, it's a really big pain in the ass. So you got to put 3-4 hours to the side to do the lawn.
Mm-hmm, sure.
So I came up with an idea and I said, okay, let's say it's $200 a week to mow the lawn, to get a company to come out and do that. We all will put $50 a week in. Since we live in this house, there's four of us. We'll all put $50 in and then we'll pay for somebody to do it.
Okay, that sounds fair.
And then one kid went, sounds like a great idea to me. The other kid said, no, I don't want to pay that. I will get out there and mow the lawn, which he's never done.
What?
So what happens every weekend?
My lawn doesn't get mowed. Yep,
mowing the lawn.
Yeah. But the problem is you go out and mow the lawn. They know that they know what a sucker you are. They know that you will do their dishes. You'll mow their lawn. Are you even charging either one of them rent to live in your house?
No.
Do they pay any bills? No.
They sometimes pick up groceries.
Oh, my God. You know, your kids are so spoiled.
These are the most spoiled. I'm out there pushing the lawnmower after working all week, and I know they're sitting in their room playing their video game. You got to hear the lawnmower going. It's not quiet. It's very loud, and it's right outside your window. They pay it no attention.
Yeah, but you're complaining to the wrong person. This is your fault. This has nothing to do with them. You did a terrible job raising them, and you did a terrible job guilting them, and a terrible job allowing them to just run roughshod over you guys and do whatever they want. I'm telling you, the bigger problem isn't the fact that you let them do whatever they want in your house. They're going to be that way in their relationships. You're doing a terrible job of parenting.
Yeah. So I only went through, I don't know, 20 minutes of the Kardashians, but the one thing I got from the Kardashians
yes.
is their mom really pushed those girls to greatness.
Oh, well, everyone knows that. Yeah, Kris Jenner is the original mominger. I mean, she's the one that forced them to do stuff that they didn't want to do in order to be famous, and now they're happy about it. But yeah, so you need to start pushing your kids.
No, she's the ultimate parent. I look at her, look at the empire she built with six kids, however many kids she has. I can't get my kids to pick up a dish. But yeah, well, the Jenners and Kardashians are starting companies.
Right. Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. So that's why you need a parenting role model. And I have to say, I think it should be Kris Jenner. I think that's a very good role model for you.
I think it is too, but I'm too tired.
She's tired too. I mean, she's older than you are and she has six kids. You only got two and you're young. There's no excuse.
There's no excuse, but I'm saying it's a lot. If I bring this up, I look like the bad guy.
No, listen, so what that you look, you're the parent, you're the father. You shouldn't worry about looking like the bad guy. You should worry about trying to parent those kids and say to them, you know, I could Kris Jenner your ass, but I'm not going to. I'm not asking you guys to start multi-billion dollar companies and start TikTok and Instagram pages with millions of people. I'm asking you to mow the fucking lawn and clean a dish.
Yeah, they won't. They won't do it. I mean, I because they will then go to their mom. Mm-hmm. Who will have their side, never has my side. Never. Always picks
their
side.
You got to start with consequences. You got to start taking shit away. You know, I pay for the electricity. This Xbox is mine. This PlayStation, I don't know what they play. It's mine. I would start taking shit away that means something to them. Their car. I mean, I would absolutely start having some consequences until they start doing their share of the work. You're not their slave.
I would love to have you live here for one day. And you would try that for one day, and she would give the phone back or the car back. And then I'm the bad guy.
How could she do that if she's duct taped to a chair the whole time I'm there? It's not possible. She'd be duct taped to a wall or a chair or something. She's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I've tried to fight this fight, and it just ends up with me being the asshole. Every single time, I'm the asshole. So you know what I do? I hide. I hide in my room. I hide in my studio. You never see me because I hide.
Okay, then you have to stop mowing your lawn. Stop doing the dishes. Stop. Just do your own dishes. When you and I lived together, we didn't do each other's dishes. I did mine. You did yours.
I swear, my youngest never, never has done a dish. Never. I don't know if he knows how.
What's he going to do when he lives by himself?
I have no idea. He's gonna eat Chinese food every night and throw it away.
He's going to have to.
Yeah. I mean, I can't wait to see that happen. I'm going to put a lawn chair in his front yard just to watch it. Because it's going to be entertainment.
Sell tickets, a child finally living on their own, a child with no skills, living in a house by himself. What will he do for food? What will he do for utensils? How will he mow the lawn?
Yeah, I mean, when I moved out, I had no idea how to make a mashed potato. You know, I didn't.
Really?
I didn't know. Nobody ever taught me anything.
And we didn't have YouTube back then.
Oh,
we couldn't
God,
get on
no.
YouTube and be like, you know, how do you make a mashed potato?
So I didn't know anything. I didn't know how to wash a clothes. I've never been to, you know, a laundromat. I had no idea. I had to figure it out. But I don't know what they're going to do now. No idea. It's going to be fun.
What's so cute is they're never leaving. Why would they? They have it so good at your house.
This goes through my head every single day. So you're just making it worse. Because it's exactly what I thought before I came up here. I said, look, the pan is in the sink and it will sit there. It will sit there. It's not going to be. There's two little things of pizza on it. You could have cleaned it and put it back, but you're not going to.
You don't do it. Just don't do it.
If I don't do it, then she's going to come home and then she's going to bitch at me because they're...
No, let her do it. If she's the one that's enabling them, there needs to be like a, you know, there's Alcoholics Anonymous. There needs to be like a Parenting Anonymous.
There is. It's called bonus room. Where I hide. Okay. Because right. I can say it I can say it 3,000 times. Mow the lawn, mow the lawn, mow the lawn. Take the trash out, take the trash out. And never. And they do it once and then they forget it. It never happens again.
The thing that sucks is one day they're going to want to have a real relationship with you and you're going to be like, fuck you, I resent you. You never did anything around the house. You took advantage of me. You treated me like a doormat. I'm not interested in being your friend now.
Yeah. The dishwasher downstairs, when the dishes are done, there's a light that comes on that says clean dishes. Mm-hmm. They don't see that. It's like they're colorblind. They don't see a light on the dishwasher. They just walk past it. Don't see it. Don't see it. Go into my room.
Then you know what? You need to, just for 1 month, you need to be your kids for 1 month. Do nothing around the house and see how it goes. Do nothing. Don't. I'm serious. Don't clean a thing. Don't do anything.
You're not married to a freak that's clean freak. So. Well,
then let her do it then.
She does. And she don't bitch about it. I bitch about it.
Well, then you stop doing it. Let her do it. She enjoys it. She doesn't bitch about it, and everybody's happy. Just you take yourself out of the equation.
Okay. I'll try that. But I swear, I'll go downstairs. It's going to drive me insane. I'm going to send you photos. I'm going to send you pictures. And look, this is my hell.
You are the only person you can control. You're in charge of you.
Amen. I can't control anybody else. Not anybody in this house. I can't control the dogs, nothing.
That's why I'm telling you. So control you. Stop doing stuff.
Now you're just making me mad. You're just riling me up.
No, stop doing stuff. Take an edible. Watch Awake.
90% of my life now is high. That's I'm high all the time. If you want to talk to me after 7 o'clock at night, I'm probably good chances I'm high.
Your kids have driven you to this.
Yeah. They got CBD stores now, and I drive past them every day, and I go in there and go, ooh, look, new stuff. And then it puts me, and then I got to eat stuff. And then you gain weight because you eat nonstop because there's Twinkies in the house, and you're high on CBD, and the dishes don't get done.
Well, then the CBD isn't working because it should be mellowing you out. You should be way more mellow than this. This is
but I have
mellow.
To do it every freaking day.
You're driving your dad to drugs.
I can't wait for the real pot to be legal. Then I can start that. Screw the CBD. Give me the real stuff.